Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
If you're a fight fan, of course, you'll know Bellator MMA. Been around since 2008. They are of the fiercest competitors. Like the UFC, they have a diverse talent pool and rising stars everywhere. Their fights are explosive. They have unique tournament formats, emerging fighters. They help to keep the playing field level. Many fighters, in fact, that have been on this podcast we've talked to over the years say that Bellator is a savior of MMA, and much of their success can be shouldered on Bellator MMA president Scott Coker's shoulders, helping push their game and elevate that brand. And when Scott was a guest, he talked about an average day at work, Donald Trump's presidency, the shows that he was binge-watching at the time, his thoughts on Brock Lesnar entering MMA. He shared his career highlights and what it's like building fight cards. Must be cool. And stop me if you've heard this before. Scott talked about who he thinks are the best pound-for-pound fighters of all time.
That's a good one. I mean, if you think about the greatest of all time, I think that Fedor Emelianenko is the guy that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is, I'm sure you know, Pride, back in the day when Fedor was on that winning streak, They had the best fighters in the world. And they were the biggest league in the world at that time. And that's why they got bought. So for him to go on an undefeated winning streak, beat all those killers that he's fought, I think that he deserves to have that legendary status of greatest of all time. Pound for pound today? Whew! I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I mean, I think that, you got to put Conor's name in there because of his victories. But I think that, when I think about our guys here, I mean, I think we're one of the most underrated, I think this guy would beat anybody in the 170-pound weight class in any league.
Right.
And that's Douglas Lima. Pound for pound's a tough one.
That's a tough one to gauge.
But
yeah.
The greatest of all time, in my opinion, is Fedor.
Stop Me If You've Heard This Before on the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.